Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Hello, and welcome back to another edition of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. I am excited to have you join us today as we dive into another topic that will bring you clarity, confidence, and courage to be the woman you were created to be. This episode is entitled, When Sleeping Women Wake. When Sleeping Women Wake. And I really found this Chinese proverbs that sums it up to say, when sleeping women wake, mountains move. And so this episode is for the woman who feels the call to something greater. And she believes that there is more to life than this. And she knows that it's time to move into her next level. I know I am finding myself even in this place. And I thought it would be so important to share with you all exactly where I am and how maybe you're in the same spot. And so when I think about a woman as she is awakening, she is realizing a lot of things and her soul is calling her for more. Do you know that your soul is really calling you to constantly expand? That might look like expanding more in love, more in acceptance, more in that calm feeling, the confidence, prosperity, joy, or abundance. And what I also believe happens with our souls wanting us also, it demands that we get over ourselves and speak and share our gifts and talents with the world. And I know that getting over ourselves is a hard part, and that's why I'm a personal development strategist, which helps women get over all of the inner limitations, all of the stuff, the unconscious blocks, the resistance, the things that maybe we're not aware of that is holding us back from being who we were created to be and doing what we really want or were intended to do. And so we're going to talk about when you wake up and how to kind of get through that process in this episode and what you can do to maintain the consciousness that will happen in your life. And so maybe you're saying, Natalie, I need more information about what awakening is all about. And I wanted to share with you that a spiritual awakening is the abiding reconnection with reality. It's basically this reconnection with you and the divine, which I call God. And there ultimately, you're realizing that you're one and the same. And from this connection, you and your true self rises above all the old wounds, which we all have. We all have wounds, experiences in our lives that left emotional and mental blocks, and how to move past that, right? And this connection helps you to move into alignment. Alignment is a key that I love talking about and I love sharing, because a lot of what we have that happens in our lives is a result of us either being in alignment or us being out of alignment. And that's alignment with ourselves and alignment with God, and helping to shift us towards our truest self, the real you, and being able to express that with yourself and with others. And so it really takes you to rise to a level of consciousness. And that's what happens when a sleeping woman wakes up. She comes to a new understanding in her conscious mind. I was a psychology major and I studied a lot about the mind. I was actually, as a kid, even interested in understanding people and their behaviors, which is why I went into this profession. And in that, I've understood that we have several parts of the mind. We have a conscious mind, and that is what we are aware of, what we are alert in on our daily basis. But then we also have a subconscious mind, and that is that part of the mind that kind of is like a data storage place. It just retrieves information and stores information. And then many others believe that there are other levels of the unconscious mind. And so as we are talking, there are things that are even going to come into your conscious mind, and you'll have those ahas and those moments of clarity as we continue in the episode. And so you might be thinking, okay, so what does it look like for me to awaken? What does that really look like? How do I really even know that that is happening? And so I wanted to provide you with some signs or symptoms of a person who's experiencing awakening. And one of the big ones that I even can vouch for in my own life is that you start to feel like something has changed on the inside. You've ever had that happen where you now know, like, I'm not the same. I like to call it a transformation, that you're evolving into who you always were. And then we might even experience this deep yearning for meaning in life. You just want understanding about life and what it means and why am I here? What am I to do? What's the purpose of all of this? It's for some, you also might experience this feeling, the need to make the world a better place. I know for me, I see on the news or I hear stories. I'm a licensed professional counselor, so I'm hearing people's concerns on a daily basis, and I just want to make the world better and asking myself, what can I do to make it better and who can I connect with that we can make it better? Another sign or symptom of an awakening is creativity and increased inspiration. You experience that. I call those divine downloads, where you just have these flood of ideas and things that you can create and you can do. And for me, there are times when I have more inspiration than others. And when I get around water, it's as if God just gets really clear. And I hear things. And sometimes I can't keep up with it. And I immediately have learned over time to write the things down. Because one of the things I've learned is that when God speaks, he speaks in part. And so one part has another part that may come at another time. And if you don't write it down, you probably are already shaking your head. You forget it. Or it doesn't make quite enough sense for you to do something with it. Another sign or symptom that you might very well be in a season or a time of your life of awakening is that you lose interest towards any type of judgment of self and others. I didn't realize how judgmental we are, but I recently, over the last 6 months, did a judgment detox. And it's a very good book by Gabrielle Bernstein, and she helps to walk you through a judgment detox. And what I learned through that process is our judgments really help us to protect us from our own fears and our own wounds and our own insecurities. And a lot of the times we feel justified in our judgments and we think that we are entitled to have them. And she even goes further to talk about this special judgment that we kind of place on people. We give them like a special treatment. We put them on these pedestals in our minds. And at some point they show themselves to be human and we're devastated. And so I have been consciously working on the judgments of myself, because as women, we can judge ourselves so much. You know, I should be so further along in life, and I can't get this right, and this should be easy for me. What's my problem? There's so many judgments. And I really want you even today to be aware of your own judgments of yourself and of others. And another sign or symptom about an awakening happening in your life is that you then become also more aware of your old negative habits. We repeat a lot of those habits in our lives, and it's not until we break the cycle that we can change And what I like to call that is you identify the things that are no longer serving you. It is no longer serving me to judge. It is no longer serving me to play small. And I'm aware of those habits and how they're showing up. And then you might have this as a symptom where it's the willingness to know who you truly are. Have you been really wanting and seeking and asking, who am I? And feeling this need to just be your authentic self. Be your authentic self and not be afraid that being yourself, being who you really are, will run people away or cause people not to like you. But understand the truth that when you are your authentic self, it is magnetic. People are just amazed by it. They're drawn to it because they want to do the same themselves. And so how you do that is the next symptom or sign is that you reconnect with yourself and really spend time with you. Now, this is something that may be challenging for many because we think that we have to be around other people, or when I'm with myself, I'm bored, I'm lonely, I'm unhappy. But finding that peace in just being with you. And the last symptom or sign that I'm going to mention in this episode is really about understanding that if you're experiencing a deep love for life, you have this overwhelming gratitude, joy, and enthusiasm for no real reason, you just may be experiencing an awakening. And this awakening is, again, this rise in consciousness about yourself and the world. And it varies from person to person. So don't compare yourself with what maybe others have said or thought or done, because this is your personal experience. And as I've reflected over those, I would ask you to say, which ones were you? Where did you see yourself? How would you even describe those things and how they're showing up in your life? And are you open to receiving? Are you open to letting go? Are you open to releasing what I call the resistance so that you can embrace this new place that I believe God is taking us to? Because what happens? What? When a sleeping woman awakens, mountains move. And I think about in my life, I think about in your life, what could the mountain represent? What mountains could move? Is that the limitations that you've placed on yourself? Is it the external things, the external pressures that we would get from other people, what they think we should do? Is it the things that you thought were just not possible for you? Surely this can't happen to me because I'm just a girl from a small town and that people don't know who I really am. Is that your mountain? And what I love to talk about in thinking about mountains, I think about a scripture that comes to mind. It's from the Bible, Matthew 17:20. And it says what? Faith, if you just have faith, the size of a mustard seed. Now, I don't know how much you know about a mustard seed, but I really pulled out one and I had it in my hand. And it is not even the size of your fingernail, your pinky fingernail. It's probably like a couple of grains of sand put together. It's not very large, but that small thing in that scripture, it says that you can move a mountain with that. You can say to the mountain, move from here, and it will move, and nothing will be difficult for you. That's what I think about when I think about a woman who is awakening to who she really is and her soul's purpose and what she was here to do. She will move mountains, things that seemed difficult and impossible. And as the scripture says, nothing will be difficult for you. That's what I think it means. I don't know. In your life, what does that mountain look like? And what will happen when women truly, when you truly awaken to your soul, the spiritual essence of who you truly are? I believe you probably can agree that many things will happen. And I wanted to share, even in the time we have together, four things that I know will happen. And I've seen it happening in my own life. I love talking about and teaching from a place of where I am, because there's such a power and authentic representation and expression of that when I think about where I am and how this might relate to where you are. And one of the first things that comes to my mind as I think about what will happen when you awaken is that you're going to stop playing small. You're going to stop playing small. We do it a lot. We settle for less than what we really want or desire or were intended to have. And we tell ourselves, this is just who I am, or this is what I'm supposed to have. But the truth of the matter is, you're playing small never serves the world. That you were created, you were born to stand out. You were born to impact others. You were born to make a difference. You were born for such a time as this. And so our playing small limits not just us, but it limits, I believe, all of the other people that are assigned to us so that they can walk in their purpose and their and fulfill their own calling in their lives. Another thing that I believe will happen when we truly awaken is that you will remember that you are enough. You are enough just the way you are right now, that you don't need to lose any weight. You don't need to have more money, get a better job, be in a relationship. Nothing outside of you makes you enough, because the truth is you already are. You always have been, even if you did not know it. It never changes the fact that you already are enough. That is who you are. That is your birthright, your what I call more than enoughness. That is who you are. And knowing that puts us in a position to do things differently. And so that will be the second thing. The third thing I would say is when you realize that you are awakened, I believe you also realize that you are truly unstoppable. Because you are connected to your power. I believe there's that inner power and that inner strength and that inner knowing. And you are connected to that when you know the truth as you are awakened. And then the last one I think about often, because sometimes we know we have a gift. We know we have a talent. We know we have a purpose, but we're not sharing it. We're not giving it. And one of the things God said to me, Natalie, if you don't tell your story, you minimize it. This was years ago, and I realized that I didn't want to minimize it, and I wanted to share it not just with others. I wanted to be able to share it with the world, which is one of the reasons why I even wanted to do this podcast, because I wanted to share this with the world. And when you are awakened, you have the courage and the confidence to share your gifts and your talents with the world. Now take that in for a moment. And allow yourself to embrace that truth. Allow yourself permission to continue your awakening process. Because what we also have to remember is that it also takes work to stay awake. It also takes work to stay awake, because as humans, we have a tendency to go back to old behaviors and old patterns if we're not conscious of them. And so my challenge for you, even as you're listening to this episode today, is to really continue your own personal development. Continue being intentional with being conscious of who you are, being conscious of what you put into your bodies, which is a whole nother topic, being conscious of what you're entertaining in your thoughts, being conscious of how we interact with ourselves and with others, but continue your journey of personal development. I started this journey at around 15, I didn't even know I was on the journey. I just started being drawn to people who were in the areas of personal development, and I started being intrigued by information that I got. And as I was going along, I started to realize that God had me on a journey. And so I encourage you to continue your personal development journey. And when I think about personal development, I also think about inner healing, and I think of the two as being one, and they go together. Which is why I am an inner healer. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I'm a speaker, and I'm an author. I'm a transformer. I do all of those things because I know that they go together. And in you staying awake, what I want to caution you to do is to be mindful of old illusions and programming. I talked about the mind earlier, and there's a part of our mind that keeps up with the programming, right? Our subconscious mind. It just retrieves old information. And it takes commands from the conscious mind.
just obeys those commands as they come. And so we have to be mindful of the old illusions and the programming, because what tends to happen, what could happen, is the mind will pull you back to old ways of thinking and old ways of doing things. It will bring old emotions that are tied to experiences that might affect your ability to stay awake. And then here's one of the most powerful things, I think, in regards to this quote and what we're talking about today, is really surrounding yourself with other authentic women who are on the path, who are conscious and wanting to be more conscious, who are supportive of what you're doing. Because the proverb says, if we go back to the very beginning, what does it say? It says, when sleeping women wake, mountains move. And I thought about it as I was thinking about what we're talking about. And I thought, wow, what power there will be, what power there is when we have a group of women that are awakening. So surround yourself with those type of women. Know that if you're looking for a community of women who are doing that, I would love to have you in our community, the Whole Woman Experience. And so you can go to the website at www.awakentopower.com. Subscribe there. And then we have an online community that I will invite you into as you are a part of the website and the subscriber on the website. And so I'm leaving you with this final thought, and I want you to make sure that you are digesting this as you continue your day. It's to understand that as you are awakening, you don't have to change. You just have to wake up. I've enjoyed talking with you this episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, and I look forward to seeing you, hearing from you. So make sure you leave comments about this episode so that I can bring you more relevant information that will change your life. You have an amazing day. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.